Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Minghui Report, 688 Falun Gong practitioners in China arrested in April 2019. Henan man becomes third person in his family to die in the persecution of Falun Gong. Recent Falun Gong activities around the world. New York, U.S. representatives issue proclamations for the 20th World Falun Dafa Day. India, introducing Falun Dafa to pilgrims at the Bodhi Tree. And Radio Free Asia reports North Korean crackdown on Falun Gong. Now for the stories.
Minghui Report. 688 Falun Gong practitioners in China arrested in April 2019. According to information compiled by the Minghui website, 688 Falun Gong practitioners in China were arrested and 434 were harassed in April 2019 for refusing to renounce their faith. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a mind-body practice based on principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since July 1999. With strict information censorship in China, persecution cases cannot always be reported in a timely manner, nor is all the information readily available. Two practitioners died as a result of police harassment. Ms. Yang Xiaohui from Wenan County, Hebei Province, fell to her death as she tried to escape police by climbing down from the balcony of her third-floor apartment. And Ms. Xu Jinming, a Beijing woman with a medical condition, died days after being harassed by police. April 25th was the 20th anniversary of Falun Gong practitioners' peaceful gathering outside the National Appeals Office in Beijing in 1999, seeking the release of several practitioners unjustly arrested days before. It has become a politically sensitive date for the communist regime, and police often arrest practitioners on a large scale around this time every year. Several group arrests were reported across China this April. A total of 571 practitioners of those arrested in April remain captive at the time of this report. The arrests took place in 26 provinces and centrally controlled municipalities. 17 of the regions reported double-digit arrests, with Sichuan province seeing the most at 89, followed by 77 in Heilongjiang province and 69 in Hebei province. Elderly practitioners were not exempt from the campaign. 117 of those targeted are between 65 and 87 years old. In addition, 312 practitioners had their homes ransacked and suffered financial losses with a total of 464,000 yuan extorted or confiscated. The pensions of 7 retired practitioners were suspended.
Henan man becomes third person in his family to die in the persecution of Falun Gong. Mr. Chen Xiaomin from Henan Province died on May 14, 2019, less than a year after he was released from prison on medical parole. Mr. Chen became the third person in his family to lose his life as a result of the persecution of Falun Gong, a mind-body practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Mr. Chen and his two brothers had been repeatedly arrested for refusing to renounce their faith in Falun Gong since the persecution began in July 1999. Their father endured tremendous stress while trying to seek their release and passed away in 2001. Mr. Chen's older brother died in 2011, 2 years after being injected with unknown drugs while serving time for his faith. While mourning the death of her middle son, his mother, in her 70s, is worried about her youngest son, who was arrested at the same time as Xiaomin and is still imprisoned for not renouncing his faith in Falun Gong. Shortly after the persecution of Falun Gong began in 1999, Mr. Chen Xiaomin and his younger brother went to Beijing to appeal for justice for their faith and were arrested as a result. While the two brothers were held in arbitrary detention, their elderly father worked tirelessly to seek their release, only to be threatened and given the runaround by the authorities. He died 2 years later in 2001. Mr. Chen's older brother was sentenced to prison twice for his faith in Falun Gong. He was tortured and injected with toxic drugs. He was very weak and suffered severe back pain after being released from prison. He died on April 26, 2011, at the age of 48.
Recent Falun Gong activities around the world. May was a busy month for Falun Gong practitioners. Besides holding celebrations for the 20th annual World Falun Dafa Day and founder Master Li Hongzhe's birthday, practitioners also participated in various community events and other activities around the world. Through these activities, Falun Gong practitioners share the beauty of this mind-body cultivation practice and raise public awareness of the 20th year persecution of Falun Gong in China. This report covers events in Canada, Norway, Germany, Turkey, Brazil, and Taiwan. Ottawa, Canada. Practitioners from the Ottawa area attended the 67th International Tulip Festival on May 20th. This is a very popular festival, attracting approximately 650,000 visitors each year. The practitioners held a large-scale group exercise demonstration at Dow's Lake. Many tourists stopped by and talked to practitioners, and quite a number of people expressed interest in learning the exercises. Oslo, Norway. When the chair of the Chinese National People's Congress visited Norway in May to meet with politicians and business executives, he encountered a peaceful protest by Falun Gong practitioners on Parliament Hill on May 15th. Practitioners held banners that read "Falun Dafa is good" and "Stop the persecution of Falun Gong," which drew attention from passers-by. Hamburg, Germany. Practitioners from Hamburg, Germany held a Falun Dafa Information Day on May 18th. They introduced the practice to the public and called for an end to the persecution in China. Many people signed a petition condemning the Chinese regime's forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. Antalya, Turkey. Turkish practitioners in Antalya participated in a two-day tourism festival in late April. São Paulo, Brazil. Practitioners from São Paulo traveled to Braz, a local Chinatown-like business district, on May 11th to hand out flyers and talk to the public about the lies that the Chinese Communist Party has publicized to slander Falun Gong. They also demonstrated the exercises and held up banners and display boards which clarified the facts. The next day, practitioners from Brasilia held a similar activity. Miaoli, Taiwan. The waist drum troupe made up of local Falun Gong practitioners performed at the annual Tufen Parade on May 11th in Tufen City. Among the 38 entries in the parade, the Falun Gong group was one of the most vibrant. Their performance was warmly welcomed by the spectators and local community leaders. Many people called out, "Falun Dafa is good," as the group approached.
New York. U.S. representatives issue proclamations for 20th World Falun Dafa Day. Falun Gong practitioners from around the world celebrated the 20th World Falun Dafa Day, which fell on May 13, 2019. They held parades, a number of performances, and a formation of large Chinese characters and the Falun emblems. 11 U.S. representatives from New York sent proclamation letters to honor this occasion, 27 years after Falun Dafa was first taught in China. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries said, "Please accept my warmest greetings upon the occasion of the 20th World Falun Dafa Day. I am pleased to have this opportunity to acknowledge your founder and spiritual leader, Mr. Li Hongzhe, along with your practitioners and supporters from all around the world for their exemplary leadership. I applaud the dedication of Falun Dafa practitioners and their ongoing mission of committing countless hours towards community service. Falun Dafa practitioners organize free meditation classes, Chinese cultural productions of music and dance, and exercise instruction classes for followers and New York residents alike. As the representative of the 8th Congressional District, I want to thank you for your service and dedication. Best wishes for a memorable celebration. Congresswoman Carolyn B. Maloney wrote, I am delighted to send my best wishes to Falun Dafa participants and practitioners on the occasion of the 20th World Falun Dafa Day celebration, highlighting good health guided by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. As you commemorate the day on which Falun Dafa was first introduced to the public, I would like to recognize local Falun Dafa practitioners for offering free workshops throughout the city, including at senior centers, libraries, and public parks. Falun Dafa counts millions of practitioners in 114 countries, with hundreds in the New York tri-state area. I offer my congratulations to the New York City Falun Dafa practitioners for their dedication to promoting positive health and spiritual practices through Falun Dafa in this city and around the world. To all the participants celebrating World Falun Dafa Day this weekend, I salute you and stand with you in working toward a future in which all persons are able to observe their beliefs without fear of persecution.
India, introducing Falun Dafa to pilgrims at the Bodhi tree. Buddha Purnima is a holiday that commemorates the birth, enlightenment, and attainment of Samadhi by Buddha Sakyamuni. Bodh Gaya, a village in the state of Bihar, is where Buddha Sakyamuni attained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree. Thus, it is one of the most important sites for Buddhists, and hundreds of thousands of pilgrims from India all over the world visit Bodh Gaya on the occasion of Buddha Purnima every year. Falun Dafa practitioners from Nangpur visited Bodh Gaya on May 18th this year to introduce Falun Dafa to the large congregation of pilgrims. The practitioners put up banners, distributed flyers, and taught the Falun Dafa exercises to the public. Many visitors took videos of the exercise demonstration and expressed interest in learning, including many Buddhist monks. Many visitors were shocked to learn of the persecution of Falun Dafa in China and connected the human rights atrocities those faced by Tibetans and Tibetan monks. Practitioners met a PhD in physics who was a strong believer in Buddhism. He had many questions about the persecution in China. After hearing more from the practitioners, he returned the next morning and asked for more materials. A freelance journalist took photos of the practitioner's event for his publication, which covers different meditation practices. At 6 a.m. the next day, many monks, nuns, and tourists were already worshiping at the venerated Bodhi tree. Practitioners performed the Falun Dafa meditation exercises there.
Radio Free Asia reports North Korean crackdown on Falun Gong. Radio Free Asia carried a report titled North Korea Begins Crackdown on Falun Gong on May 17th. The North Korean regime may be doing so to curry favor with the Chinese Communist Party. The article stated, outside of China, the movement was considered harmless and continued to flourish. It is often cited as an example of religious persecution in China, with practitioners and allied religious freedom advocates holding protests in major cities to bring attention to the situation faced by Falun Gong believers in the People's Republic of China. Sources within North Korea have said that authorities in Pyongyang have begun a crackdown on Falun Gong as the city has seen a sharp increase in the number of followers within its population. Based on the source, the article stated, in early April, the police issued a proclamation ordering citizens to voluntarily report their status as believers in Falun Gong. They threaten to impose harsh punishments on those who don't turn themselves in, but are found after the reporting period. The article stated that the government action against Falun Gong had backfired, as the negative publicity for Falun Gong seemed to have made it more popular. The source said, After the proclamation and subsequent crackdown, people are suddenly very interested in Falun Gong, which had already been spreading in the city's underworld. Falun Gong is known here as a religious practice that combines meditation and physical exercises, so people are now approaching it with curiosity. The article stated that North Korea's constitution allows for freedom of religious beliefs, but true religious freedom does not exist within its borders, and all churches and temples are state-operated. The article referred to the website of the California-based Liberty in North Korea, which states that organized religion is perceived by the regime as a threat, and besides the token churches and temples built to give the appearance of religious freedom, North Koreans must practice their religions in secret or risk a stint in a prison camp, or worse, execution. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.